My life is all that I expected it would be. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My life is all that I expected it would be. Now, how many people can say that their life is all that they expected it would be? Whether they say it or not, it's true. Because whatever things you expect, you get. And why not expect to be a millionaire? Why not expect to have perfect body, perfect health? Why not expect to have perfect relationships? Why not expect to have everything ideal in your world and everything happy and everything fulfilling, you know? But life's not like that. When is life not like that? Well, this afternoon I had a run-in with my friend, and we just didn't get along well together. Well, what did you say to your friend? I said, well, you always do this and you always do that. And, oh, so you always expect them to do this and you always expect them to do that. And they always did this and they always did that, just what you expected. And then you're surprised that they did what you expected? That's expecting too? Yeah. Yeah. Any thought that we have in our mind about ourselves or anybody else is our expectation. Now, we talk a lot about change. And, of course, I don't really talk about change. A lot of people think I talk about change, but I don't talk about change. A little boy is a little boy. And he's not going to change. You say, well, he has a sex change or something else like that. No, that's kind of unusual. But a little boy is not going to change. He's a little boy. He's going to grow up to be a bigger boy. He's going to grow up to be a man. Those are just the things that he's expected to do. Now, what kind of a little boy is he? What kind of a bigger boy is he? What kind of a man is he? What is your expectation of him? Whatever your expectation of him is, that's what he is. Now, you expect him to make mistakes. You expect him to make dum-dums. You expect him to be a stupid kid. You expect him to not be happy and not fulfill himself. You expect that. Well, hey, go for it, you know. That's just what you're going to get. Now, say, for instance, you have a child. The best child in the world, the most beautiful child in the world, the most intelligent child in the world, the most fabulous child. When did you stop thinking that about the child? You know? When did you stop thinking that it was the most wonderful child in the world to being a naughty little boy or naughty little girl? When did you think they were little vixens, you know, and little mischief makers and stuff? When did you start thinking that? Well, the moment you started thinking that, it started happening. Because they may have done some little silly thing, and you go say, you're just a mischief maker. You're just always trying to do something stupid. You know, you're so dumb. Instead of saying to them, hey, that was interesting. So you said, God damn, do you know what that means? That means that you're saying the power of the universe is damning something. Now, can the power of the universe damn something? You know, God is in everybody and God is everything. Can the power of the universe damn something and say that it's bad? Because in the Bible, in Genesis, it says God created everything and said it was good and very good. Now, explain to me how God, the creative power of the universe, could damn something, you know. And he says, well, I don't know, Johnny said it. Well, did you ask Johnny what it meant? Did you ask Johnny how the infinite power of the universe could damn something, you know, what it created? Well, Johnny wouldn't know those things. Well, then why do you take from Johnny any statements or any attitudes that you don't agree to? Do you agree to it that God is damning something? That would your father ever damn something? Well, he said God damn sometime. But that's not a nice thing to say, is it? Because that's saying that God, the creative cause of the universe, would not like its creation. You know? Now, do you like your creation? Do you like your puppy dog? Do you like your cat? Do you like your sister? You like your brother? Oh, you know. You like your mother and father? Yeah. You see, now, what are you going to do? So, if a parent would take the time to take the first little flippity chip, the first little thing that comes along that's out of place, and don't make a big thing out of it as far as being bad, just make a big thing out of it as far as an educational thing, you know. Hey, now what do you mean by that, you know? That's okay, you can say whatever you want, but what do you mean by that? What are you trying to say by that? And are you saying that everything is bad or is everything is good? So, you see, my life is all that I expected it would be. My family's life is all that I expected it to be. My children are all that I expected them to be. And when we use the word always, he always does this, he always does that. If you say, he always is nice, well, don't even say that. You don't say a person is always nice, you say they're nice. Every individual act is an individual act and deserves to have an individual name to it. And it has nothing to do with a past event or a future event, but it's a now event. And so you say, Sibyl, you sure look nice now. Well, thanks a lot, but I mean, how did I look before? Well, you looked nice before too, but you look nice now, you know. And so you just say, Sibyl, you always look so nice. Well, really, always? My, I do have good taste, don't I? Well, there are times, you know. Sibyl, you look nice. Now, isn't that nice by itself? Isn't that a nice comment by itself? Without any ramifications that might indicate that there's a past to it or a future to it, it's so wonderful not to play that game. It's so wonderful to play the game, my life is all that I expected it would be, and I expect the best. And I don't really expect the best. See, now this is where we talk about change, okay? And Sylvia, I'll get to you first here. Sylvia, you got to change. Sylvia, you got to change your ways. Sylvia, you got to change your shirt. Sylvia, you got to change your hairdo. Sylvia, you got to change your makeup, your perfume, your deodorant. Sylvia, you got to change your shoes. Sylvia, you got to... No, you don't. Sylvia, go and prepare yourself in a wonderful way that you love. So Sylvia doesn't change into anything. Sylvia puts on the shoes she loves. She puts on the deodorant that she thinks smells so beautiful, you know. She does all these wonderful things because that's what makes her happy. And in doing that, what is she doing? She is doing an act right now. It has never been done before. She never put those shoes on before with the same attitude she's putting them on now. She never put the perfume on before with the same attitude she's putting it on now. She never put the deodorant on with the same attitude she's doing now. But you see, it's a now thing. And if we can teach ourselves to live in the now, we're not changing anything. You see, change is indicating that something is not so good. Change is indicating that things are poorly done and so forth. And that's not the case, is it? What is the case? The case is we're living in the now. So we just got you all dressed.
Okay.
And you were living in the now. It's not shoes you wore before or shoes you're going to wear in the future. It's shoes you're wearing right now. It's deodorant you're wearing right now. It's perfume you're wearing right now. It's whatever you're doing that you're doing right now. There's no change. You see, and this is a big thing that we oftentimes talk about. Change is a lovely word. It's a word that means we're doing something different. Now, Ingeborg, run backward. Ingeborg, run forward. Ingeborg, sit down. You know, the children's game. You know, Ingeborg, do this. Ingeborg, do that. Ingeborg does not say, well, I was running backward before, and now I'm running forward, and I was sitting down before, and now I'm standing up. She doesn't say that. She just stands up, sits down. She's not changing her position. She is doing something new. She is doing something special at that instant in the now. And this is what we want to always think about, that everything we do is in the now. And then, what are we expecting? Sylvia goes into her closet, and she looks at her shoes. There's 20,000 pair there. And she says, oh, dear, what shoes shall I wear? And Sylvia's not like that. Sylvia's a very orderly woman. She goes into her closet. She knows before she gets there what pair of shoes she's going to put on because she knows all of her shoes from A to Z. And she knows that she's going to wear her special white shoes with the flats on it because she's going to be doing a lot of walking today and she wants to be very comfortable. And so she puts them on. Now, she knows it. She's not changing her shoes. Go change your shoes. Take off your house slippers and put on your shoes. We're going outside, you know. And you're not changing them. You are putting on your house slippers. You see, the word change has made us into a bunch of robots. And we think that we're doing this and making that move and making this move, and like a meme might do, you know, sort of a static, uncomfortable way. And that's not what you want to do. What you want to do is to live each moment in the now. This is what Eckhart Tolle wrote about in his books on the now. And people just didn't get that. They didn't get it because they how do you live in the now? How do you live in the now? How do you live in the now? That's their question all the time. That's our question, too. I mean, we are smarter than the average bear. But we know that if we live in the now, we don't think, what did I do yesterday and what am I doing tomorrow? We're saying, I am doing this right now. So, my life is all that I expected it to be. I would like and would require you and would demand of you and would insist of you to say, I live in now. Okay?
I live in now.
Thank you. I live in now. Now, when you say, I live in now, then there is no expectation. When you say, I live in the now, there's no regret. When you say, I live in now, there's no feeling of otherness whatsoever. There's no change. You are doing what you're doing. Now, if I were to say, Ellen's grandchildren are out riding their bicycles, you know, and they're pumping their bike and they're going along, and then the hill gets steeper, and so they change into a lower gear, and then they change into a lower, they don't change. They put it on a lower gear. They put it on a different gear. They don't change it. They're doing that in the now. And you see, you can do a lot of things right in the now. And people call it change, and we call it change because we want to think that change is so wonderful. And we have talked a lot about that. And we have given that a lot of power. But I would recommend that there's no expectation. There's only the now. And we make choices of the now by what it is we choose to do. And we're happy, we're fantastic, we're glorious. My life is all that I expected it would be. My life is all that I do each moment. Now, Bill Gates, he's a good example. Bill Gates went to college, well, he went to high school. His dad was an insurance agent, broker, and he had enough money. They were comfortable, but not, you know, real rich. And so then he went to college. And in college, he ate a hamburger a lot. He ate hamburgers a lot. He ate hamburgers a lot. He ate hamburgers a lot. He got to like hamburgers, you know, because that's what he could afford. You understand me?
Yeah, it
is. That's what he could afford. And he continued eating hamburgers when he's a billionaire. You see what I mean? Okay, now. So hamburgers are not necessarily the point, but the point is that's the price. He didn't go out for steak dinners. He went out for hamburgers. You got the message?
Mm.
All right, now. Did he ever expect that he was going to be the richest man in the world? Could you cannot conceive those things for yourself. I mean, you must be a most unusual person if you can, but you cannot conceive those things for yourself. You think, well, I'd like to have enough money, you know. I'd like to be rich enough so I wouldn't have to eat hamburgers all the time. And you might have such a thing in your mind, but nothing so bold and glorious as being the richest man in the world. But you see, what he did, he enjoyed each moment. And each moment was so enjoyable that hamburgers are still enjoyable to the richest man in the world. You understand that? There's nothing wrong with hamburgers. There's nothing wrong with hot dogs. If you enjoy them, enjoy them. And, you know, that's fantastic, isn't it? Now, do you think the richest man in the world has the best medical doctors available to him? You bet he does. He has the best medical advice that he can possibly conceive of having for himself? You bet he does. Do you think the doctor comes to him or he goes to the doctor? Ha, ha, ha. Maybe he goes to the doctor for a little change of venue. Change. For just to go to the doctor's office and see where the doctor plays. And then, but you see, he has all the advice, all the best advice in the world to be the best man, yet he lives each moment. And if his tummy says, let's have a hamburger, he goes and has it. And, you know, he really enjoys himself. He goes to restaurants where they don't know him. and has a hamburger. Because if he goes to a restaurant where they know him, they're going to try to make the hamburger into a very super thing. but if nobody knows him, and he just grabs a hamburger off the hamburger rack, you know, ooh, hey, that's so good, you know, with all the mushrooms and onions and tomatoes and lettuce and other good stuff in there, like a whole lunch, whole sandwich, all in one. But this is what we do. We don't live in expectation. We do. But it's about time we change and start living in the now in everything we do. And let me suggest to you, as you live in the now, you too can be a Bill Gates. And I mean, you know, in all his successes, whatever, and as a man, I guess he's pretty nice too, but in all his successes, and that's great. Well, hi, Bill. How you doing? Have a lovely day.
I'm doing good.
I love you.
I'm going to have a hamburger.
Have a hamburger. I love you. I love you.
I love you.